Halfway across the pasture, Rachel heard a noise behind her. Scratch was running at full speed to catch up. At the intersection where Highway 129 crossed Old Bee Creek Road, Rachel waited for a few minutes. She hoped that somebody she knew might drive by, but the highway and road remained empty. On the other side of Old Bee Creek Road, Rachel followed Scratch into the shallow creek. Lucky picked his way slowly along the rocky bottom. In a few minutes, she spotted the windmill at the old Montoya place and guided Lucky out of the creek. It was getting dark, and riding past the abandoned farmhouse made Rachel feel uneasy. She called for Scratch and Claude, but there was no answer. Rachel had no idea where to begin to look for Claude or a pipeline, since she and Abra had only explored the area around the old farmhouse. They hadn't gone into the apple orchard behind the house because it had looked spooky. Now Lucky danced to the side and refused to enter the orchard. Rachel decided to ride around the trees instead of going through them. In the distance, coyotes began to howl. Rachel's heart began to beat faster. She had hoped that Abra and her mother, the sheriff, would be waiting for her at the old farmhouse. She had hoped her parents would be there, too, but she and Lucky were alone. In between the coyotes' howls, there was another sound, a dog barking. Rachel turned Lucky in the direction of the sound. She reminded herself that she and Lucky weren't alone. Claude and Scratch were out here, too. Standing up in the saddle, Rachel called out Claude's name once again. Only the coyotes, moving closer, answered.